101.7 The Truth, it's your girl Jazz Tyler. Thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel and like it as well. Happy Hump Day, Milwaukee. Man, we have some amazing people on today. Legendary Chad Roper, also Carnell, aka Marcus Hogans from Fathers Making Progress. Beautiful conversation today. One of the gems that I want to highlight is something that Meech actually mentioned, which was we were talking about dating and how to properly approach a situation when it comes to building a relationship between whoever it is that you are going to potentially date or dating or are dating and your child, and specifically young women. And one of the things he mentioned was being able to include them in the process, meaning if you are preparing for a date, ask your son how you look. Ask your daughter to help pick out your dress. Just find a way to include them to make them feel like they have say-so over what is happening. And I thought that was so dope. That was so dope to me because even as a woman, that's something that I've never thought of, primarily because the first thing you think of between a relationship between whoever it is you're attempted to date and your child is protection. And you just want to put that guard up to protect them until you feel like you are comfortable enough to bring them, you know, around your child. But again, playing to both sides, doing that while including your children is extremely important. So shout out to Meech for that, man. That was excellent advice. I think that we need to do that, you know, moving forward. I also want to highlight again Fathers Making Progress. Some of the programming that they have is bigger than just fatherhood. They also have co-parenting. And in today's society, I'm not sure if majority of our people have the best co-parenting relationships, but it's extremely important. And this is the first time, I'm sure that there's numerous of organizations throughout the country who probably provide these services. But this is the first time that I've heard about a co-parenting program where it's not one-sided just for the men or just for the women, but it's a program being taught to help you figure out how to co-parent. So again, shout out to Fathers Making Progress for that. I genuinely believe that that's something that our community needs more of. That's something that we also, you know, need to support as well. Yeah, shout out to the guests, man. We had some good conversations today. We talked about the mental health in the music industry. We talked about teams and fatherhood. Father's Day is coming up this weekend. For some, that can be a day of celebration. For some, that can be a day of mourning. You know, it just depends on the situation of that person. But one of the things that, you know, I asked us, and I made a joke about it earlier, because as a woman, I genuinely do get tired of seeing people say Happy Mother's Day to me, or I mean Father's Day to me, the mothers, Happy Father's Day to me, or, you know, my mama is my daddy. Okay, we get it. We understand. But please, I ask, if we can find a way to not do that. To Meech's point earlier, we never ever see on Mother's Day the single dads saying I'm the mother, or whatever the case may be, or, you know, because the mother isn't around. I think that instead of focusing on things that a specific group of people have put in place to assure that we didn't have fathers in the house home, they are entertained by things like that. I think instead of focusing on that, we need to focus on the work that fathers are doing, not just fathers who have children, but stepfathers, fathers of the community. Let's just find a way to make sure that we are uplifting those who are actually doing the work, not the people that you feel bitter about and put on child support because he cheated on you or he broke up with you. If that man take care of his kids, honor that man. If that man is a great father, honor that man. For once, let's leave ourselves out of it, you know, and this is coming from a woman. A lot of times we are very subjective and we be emotional. And I know every situation is different. You know, there are a lot of people who fathers working around, a lot of mothers who sacrifice so much, you know, but I'm almost positive, too, when you made that decision to lay down with that man that you knew what it was and you knew that there was a possibility that he wasn't going to be there. So when you get online and you get to saying, oh, I'm the daddy, da-da-da-da, you knew what it was from the beginning. More than likely you did, you know, and now you want to play the victim. Let these men have their day. It's a day of celebration, you know, for the real father. So to those who are fathers, you know, happy early Father's Day. We love to see you down at Juneteenth as well. I honestly miss, I don't know if it's happening anymore, but I do remember that we used to have picnics at Sherman Park on Father's Day. And it used to go down. And I haven't seen the picnics at Sherman Park on Father's Day in so many years. And I really, really wish that somebody would bring that back. It was an amazing event. The old school cars, the grill going, the games. Let's bring back the Father's Day picnic at Sherman Park, man. For real. That was very monumental in our city. And I think that our city needs to, you know, we need to uplift the men right now, for real. You remember those picnics, Meach?
Yeah, I remember.
Going down.
I mean, at Sherman?
Yes.
Yes, love them.
Going down.
I mean, anytime I just told the kid I was telling you about that was looking for the job, yeah. I just told him anytime you see tents posted up, a bunch of stuff going on at Sherman,
yeah,
go.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Because that's where the resources and stuff, that's your chance.
Yep.
They could be given on the field, I mean, on the spot interviews.
Yep.
Anything. But, yeah, the cars lined up. Police out there, they doing their thing. It's all love. You know what I mean? That's just the vibe you want on Father's Day.
Absolutely. We don't want the bitter baby mama vibe, okay? Mm-hmm. As I said just not too long ago, I'm sure you knew before you had a child with this man that he was not the person you should have had a child with. I'm almost positive.
Nowadays, I don't think that's what they... I think
you
they,
don't think so?
No, because, I mean...
I think so.
My experiences wasn't like they knew, but it's more so like what they wanted.
But there is... See, this is the thing. This is the reason
like they didn't
I'm
care they was having a child with me. Mm-hmm. It's about that if they was having a child type thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, they wanted the child whether it was me or not. Like, they just wanted the child. And then child come. They want me to be there more than what they thought they wanted me to be there.
That's not fair.
Exactly. But I'm there more than they thought I was going to be there because that's what I wanted to do.
But I'm speaking for the women who like to ride the roller coasters of red flags. I know so many situations where they know from the beginning that he either going to tell you he don't want no baby or he going to show you.
Mm-hmm.
And you still choose to have a child by him and then call him a deadbeat. He was a deadbeat before you even got pregnant. He told you what it was.
Right.
Like, come on, man. We not.
I mean, I think they just resort to that because they think that's what you're supposed to call a man. Yeah. But I think that's what you're supposed to call a man if you feel like he not taking care of the kid. You're supposed to call him that.
So let me ask you this then. If you're in a situation where you don't want a child, y'all not in a relationship, y'all just having, you know, sneaky links, no commitments, and she ends up pregnant, and she knows you don't want any children, will you be wrong for not taking care of that child? Or not want anything to do with her?
It all depends on your beliefs and your morals and values. Like we was talking earlier, like I couldn't live with that conviction.
Yeah.
Like I'm
despite
there
of the relationship
yeah,
you got
I'm
with
there.
Her.
These my kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't want to grow old and have a young man trying to get at me for not being in his life when he feel like I should have been.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna be there regardless, and you gonna love me for that.
Yeah.
That's. How I want to grow old with my kids. That's the story
right.
I want. I don't want to be like, well, your mom, I don't want to have excuses. I don't want to even have that type of energy as I'm old.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even want to have that type of energy now. Like, you know what I mean? But you get it from other people that'll make you step out the box. You know what I mean?
Yep.
You get with your baby mama. You have to argue with your baby mama sometimes just to get them to understand what they doing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And try at the same time, I used to be like, the stuff we're going through allows me to be a better father.
Absolutely.
Regardless if I'm right or wrong, I'm going to still come out a better father after this.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So I'm here for the whole growth process.
Yeah.
I don't think women be willing to go through that.
They don't. We are very subjective, especially when it comes to situations dealing with men that we have children by. A lot of times when we allow our emotions to overpower our logic, then it becomes a how we feel.
Mm-hmm.
It has nothing to do with the child. You know, it's all based on what's good for us, what makes the most sense for us, when it really should be what makes the most sense for the child, which goes back to what I was saying. Like, if you know somebody don't want to have a child with you, why would you bring that child in this world and deprive them of having 100% fatherhood from that person?
First off, we're starting at the court office. Somebody else deciding what we finna do before the baby really even get to walking or talking or...
Absolutely.
Like, so you finna let somebody else already into this. Like, that be the woman's thing.
Yeah.
That's not nothing, man. We have to go to court eventually or take the woman to court eventually because of the situation. But our initial thing is not to go to court and have somebody in our business.
Facts.
Taking away from what I got, I'm paying for this.
Facts.
Without deciding what I'm paying for?
And women better stop doing that because I'm seeing more situations now, especially how they say, you know, normally they say, oh, it's a woman's state. Well, I've been seeing a lot of situations where the state has been placing the children with the father.
You better say it.
You better keep, listen. Shout out to the chat. Anita said, everyone held responsible. If a man don't want kids and don't want the responsibility, that doesn't elevate the man. That is a fact. We be right back. We got a special guest in the building. Do not touch that dial. 101.7 The Truth.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because we know you love working weekends.
The Truth, it's your girl Jazz Tyler Digi Meech. We are live and direct at the American Family Insurance Studio in the beautiful heart of downtown Milwaukee. Meech, we got a special guest in the building.
Yeah, before we get to the guest, we're going to get to the chat. You know, because Anita always on your side for some reason.
I mean, I'm logical.
I mean, okay, I know you. We had logical. We had good conversations, good debates. But it's just like, Anita, come on. Like, you just straight with it. Well, we love Anita. Thank you for being in the chat today.
Absolutely.
Thanks,
shout out
Truth
to
Nation.
Anita. Shout out to the chat.
But we got a polarizing figure to me.
Yes.
You know what I mean? A great, great individual.
Absolutely.
That's been really supporting the whole culture, the whole Milwaukee music scene.
Yes.
Just the whole scene in general. She's done it. I've seen her everywhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So this is Faux Walkie.
Big Faux.
Welcome.
Hey.
Welcome to Tapped In. Thank you so much for joining us today. How you feeling?
I'm valley like a salad.
I know that's right. I know that's right.
So tell everybody about yourself. I'll just introduce you, but tell everybody, you know, what you interested in, what you got going on.
Okay, so I am Rydea Ellis, owner and operator of Faux Walkie. I'm born and raised in Milwaukee, and then my business primary goal is to make sure people in Milwaukee and outside Milwaukee know what's going on.
Yes. Yeah. You actually came to the youth mixer.
Yeah. I had got invited by a couple of people. I didn't know that was the same thing till I pulled up. I'm like, they give me no details.
Yeah.
So what's going on in Milwaukee? Let everybody know what you found out so far. What's the post?
What's going on or what's cracking? I think them two different questions.
What's going on?
Okay. What's going on in the meal for real? School just ended. Shout out to the kids. It was also just graduation season. Shout out to the graduates. Aside from that, for myself, I am working at my family business full-time now, so that's an adjustment. I used to be part-time, consultant. Mm-hmm. right? But things have shifted there. So that's going on. I'm in the process of supporting a jazz documentary. But I just learned today that the old heads don't really like the word jazz in terms of the people who was actually making, quote unquote, the jazz music. So I'm going to wrestle with that topic in terms of if we're going to change the name or not. But other than that, it's a whole bunch of four going on. Whole bunch of four things going on. And then in terms of other than that, I'm active in the community. We're doing some agricultural work. We're making sure people eat. I think that's important. Yes. And then I'm in also in the process of buying my first home. So it's a lot of things going on.
It's a lot of things going on.
It's a whole bunch.
Tell us about this album you've been putting together.
Okay. So the album is intended for people from Milwaukee, born and raised, to make sure they sound, they music, and then they artistry don't get either boxed in, boxed out, or overlooked by way of transplants and then the moving and grooving of how big cities become a big city, right?
Yeah.
So what I'm noticing is it's a lot of people coming into Milwaukee and gaining, I guess, the financial blessings, if you will,
mm-hmm.
of what other artists could be getting or receiving. And I'm just recognizing there is a need for foundational growth for those people to get recognized just as the other people who coming into the city. So it ain't no hating, it's just making sure we straight.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
So through your work, through your influence as well, what do you feel like Milwaukee is lacking in that sense of what you just mentioned?
Part of the reason I even felt the need to make the tape is, one, there's a need for community building, right? So in order for you to, like, support somebody, you got to know what's going on. But there aren't really avenues for people to know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So that's part of the reason. So we're going to make sure we got an avenue to create the understanding, or at least where to find something that's happening, right? And then I think the second thing is recognizing, like, people in Milwaukee don't really talk to people outside their network, right? So
mm-hmm.
making a point to combine the size of town, right?
Exactly.
And then making sure everybody know what's going on, because I think a lot of stuff would be fast-tracked if people share what they knew. And if not sharing, just understood where everybody going in order to make something happen. Mm-hmm. So
I'm you're like our version of Visit Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I'm Visit Milwaukee for the hood, for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then when people come to Milwaukee, they always hit me up and be like, what we should do?
Yeah.
I got some black people today.
Huh? Yeah.
What do you think they'd be interested in? So I very much so am a voice for black people in Milwaukee. Mm. I think that voice is overlooked. And then it's multiple voices for what it means to be black in Milwaukee. And I think I do a good job of congregating all those black people. You know what I'm saying? So that's on the tape. And then I'm recognizing there are different sizes of town, but there are also different genres that like make those sizes of town are already mm-hmm. recognized. Mm-hmm. So we also want to highlight that, right? It's some freaky people in the city, right? People in this one. It's really it's really like that. I'm always impressed, right? I think that's the first thing that I'm learning about Milwaukee. I'm always impressed, mm-hmm. you know? And then I think the second thing is a lot of people don't know they're good, right? So when we do the sessions and when we do the tapes, I'm letting them know it's cracking. I ain't in here just because, you know what I'm saying? I'm already cool. So I'm trying to, like, make some more cool people in terms of recognizing. I don't want, like, to be tokenized, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to representing the mills. A lot of cool people here, you know, and that's how we don't get pigeonholed or, like, a ceiling on us when we don't make it look like it's only one type of person
that's
from
right.
Milwaukee, right? So I'm making sure all the cool people get put on, all the cool people with some hot fire get put on the tape. That's really what it is. And then it's just using either my network or the people I know to help somebody else, right?
So using that network and helping somebody else, how's y'all using that to impact the youth through the music? Because Milwaukee is pretty much influenced. Milwaukee youth is pretty much influenced by the music that we make through the culture.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So, I mean, admittedly, the street culture is part of the culture, right? We'd be remiss to think that the things that happen in the street aren't what get brought to the kitchen table or the dinner table, but I am not focused on that, right? Because I know so many people in Milwaukee, because I'm good in every hood, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think I have identified what it means to make sure everyone should listen to this music, right? I'm not saying we're not cussing or anything, but there is not a lot of great representation because I don't know a lot of those people personally, right? Yeah. So just recognizing that. But we do have those people because they all around.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, we got gospel people on the album, or at least people projected to be on the album. We got the multiple ways in which people identify both rap and hip-hop on the album. And then we got some breakthrough genres, you know what I'm saying? Some stuff I don't know what to call it. They just cold.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to all those things working itself out on the album.
Go ahead.
I was going to ask, so how do you, with you being the first point of contact of everything that's going on and you see it on every level, how do we get, how do we get the city to invest more into it, because I feel like they're leaving money on the table.
It's a lot of money. I always say it's money on the floor. We ain't even got to the table yet. So I think the first thing is just not hating, but I think the hating part is not overlooking somebody, right?
No. When I say city, I mean the actual city.
Yeah, so
the city of Milwaukee.
And I'm speaking to that for real, right? So and we can use, we ain't got a name drop, but there are certain organizations that only want to quote unquote like want to pump up or highlight one certain town or one side of town, or you know what I'm saying, let's say something trendy, they want to hop on that bandwagon. But there's no one really taking a risk as to what it means to create a bandwagon, right? There's no one really taking a risk to be like, oh, this is the next star. Right, so that's the bag right there. It's literally like creating some type of foundation for the artists in Milwaukee to jump off of. Right, and for the artists that leave Milwaukee to feel like they can return without needing the red tape or needing to know somebody, or like, dang, I'm from here. Why is it so hard for me to come back? Right, so those are the things. It's a lot of respect that comes to recognizing like these little kids we got right now could very much so be X, Y, and Z. Right, so what's in place for them to do it right now, to try it out? Right, to like test the theory, right? You know what I'm saying? To mess up once or twice, you know what I'm saying? To figure it out, right? There's no space for that. And I feel as if that's what the city could provide, space for learning in that space, learning what it means to be an artist, learning what it means to get your money off artists alone, right? And even like applying that theory to see if it's feasible. Hate for people to get to 30 and be like, dang, I should never did this.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you could have been hit your head at 18 and figured it out, right? Yep. So just some support for the dreams, right? Like, a lot of people don't actually...
Yeah.
We talking dreams earlier.
Yeah. A lot of people don't even want to do this for real, but they want to say they did it, and there is no avenue just to say you did it. You know what I'm saying? It's got to be like full gone. You want to be Beyonce or no, right? Yeah. So like, what is that about? So
absolutely.
My thing is, let's document and let's own everything we doing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it's hard to, like, we went through every era. And it's hard to say what happened. Like we were saying earlier, the child, it's hard to say what happened or what you did. And it's, you know, these interviews, these conversations and these platforms be the only way we get to put it out there. Yeah, you go to YouTube. Yeah, you could go to somebody's Instagram page and scroll all the way down and try to see what happened. Right. But how is we able to keep track of what we're doing?
I'm very intentional about that. I think this is like a key point in making sure somebody knew what was going on. Very intentional. On my Instagram, I say I'm a historian because I know once I get to a certain post number on my page, I'm done posting. Right? Like, anything else just going to have to tag me in terms of recognizing, like, this is a moment in time that I want to either cherish or keep that way. And then just also recognizing, like, Instagram can't be something I own. So then it's going to be like a whole campaign moving my quote-unquote followers to the website. A whole campaign of moving my quote-unquote followers to a main event that anybody and everybody can come to for Milwaukee, right? So that's my ultimate goal in terms of like chronologically documenting what it is, having somebody even be able to be like, oh, I seen when you started this, right? I think that's important, what you're saying. But I'm also tight on what I actually share.
Me too.
Yeah,
but I mean, it ain't about sharing. It's just about, in a whole, to me, like, how can we tell our history if you ain't a part of it?
Facts.
You know what I mean? If we wasn't a part of it, what we watching to see the history of Milwaukee? Like, where we going? Like, who yeah. we, not even just who we asking, like, you could ask people that's a part of it, but it's like, where do we go? We know Atlanta history more than ours.
That's right.
Who?
I'm just saying.
A lot of artists.
As a Milwaukee.
But yeah, as a like, whole, too,
yeah,
though.
I feel the same way yeah, you yeah. feel. Like, I know it. But I'm saying, like, in a sense, like, we know Atlanta history more than ours.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because we don't have as much history or we don't have as much success.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Either way, I feel I know Atlanta's more than Milwaukee because they putting it out there like that. They creating the stories. They making the stories bigger.
Mm-hmm.
They made the producers bigger
yeah.
by telling their stories. Yeah. They made everybody yeah. bigger to us.
Yeah. We don't do that for each other. We got to go to break to pay some bills. Do not touch that dial. 101.7 The Truth. It's your girl Jazz Tyler Digi Meech. We are live and direct in the heart of downtown Milwaukee at the beautiful Third Street Market Hall. Meech, what's the word?
What's the word? Talking Milwaukee history right now, Milwaukee music with the polarizing Milwaukee.
We in the making of history for sure.
So tell us about that. Like, how did you get into like Milwaukee history?
Okay, boom. One, I love Milwaukee, and I have the privilege and the honor to know a lot of people who, quote unquote, made Milwaukee as safe as it is for Black people, and recognizing it could be a lot worse, but thank God it ain't. So those people,
I heard what she said.
What?
It's safer than it is for Black people.
Yeah. It could, man. Because I don't think people recognize the resources we have in terms of like the insulation for a person not to die. But so I knew those people. Those people have long gone home. And they just inspire me to make sure I either add to history or know a lot more people just like them. So that's why I am big on history, because you can get finessed, right, thinking Milwaukee ain't on anything if you listen to what's currently being portrayed. But that is an act of propaganda to circumvent the past narrative of Milwaukee glory, right, to circumvent the past narrative of Milwaukee leadership, right, to circumvent the past narrative of Milwaukee excellence. So that's why I know the history of Milwaukee, is to make sure we don't forget that we ain't being targeted just because. It's to make sure that I got enough arsenal, in case somebody try to talk about it, that I can dig deep into the treasure chest about the accolades and why Milwaukee is the number one city in the state, right? Mm-hmm. Why the GDP is relying on us, right? And, so that's why I know the history of Milwaukee. And then I value the history of Milwaukee because it informs the present and then the future. So that's really what it is.
So what part of the town are you from?
I'm off the west side for sure. I mean, for sure. West side, baby. Trey 7 all day.
She said the west side. At first, you didn't used to be a west side.
Was always a west side. Don't let them finesse you. Don't let them get you like that. It was always a west side, my baby.
It was always a side of town.
It has always been four sides of town, right? But the gentrification, huh? And the suburbs and the county separating, going from one city to like how many little towns is it? Like 7 or 9
villages.
Yeah, so that's all a ploy for you to not recognize where you at. But I'm off the west side for sure.
Okay, we got four walking in the building. 833-212-1017. Truth Nation, want to hear your words? What? Okay, I got one question.
All right.
Milwaukee then or Milwaukee now?
Ooh. What's the time frame for
Milwaukee
then or now?
Milwaukee then or Milwaukee now? That's hard.
What is then?
That's why I'm saying.
So you want to answer it too?
What do you identify as then?
When is your then?
Like
when you think, when I said it, when I said then, like, what's the first then that popped in your head? Like, how far did you go back?
My first then popped up in my head was Burlock Street Glory, when everybody on Burlock had furs and stuff like that.
So Burlock then, or Burlock up, Milwaukee then, Milwaukee now.
And if that's the case, for that to be the first thing that popped into my head, I'm gonna go then, not now. And part of the reason is because of the people that I once looked up to, the piece of people that I'm like, made sure I have a positive understanding about Milwaukee were present, right? They was making sure I liked Milwaukee. It's making sure I love the hood I come from. It's making sure I don't have anything bad to say because this is where I'm at. You talking bad about yourself, right? So those are the things that I was taught and I was demonstrated to do. So then, but right now, I feel as if I'm in a position to do what they was doing. So it's like, that's why I had the apprehension. And right now, I know a lot of people doing what they was doing, right? So I also have the influence there. Well, compared to where before, I'm just having it happen to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm a kid, or I'm just experiencing it the first time because it's our life right now. So I don't know. You know, I miss banging. I miss the double roads. I miss, right, the without the blocks and sticks and all these things, right? I miss the care that they used to put in the streets. I miss the care that people used to have for their everyday jobs. You know what I'm saying? That's a back then thing, but it's a lot of people who recognize I'm the job. Right, so I'm in that back too. So I don't know.
So what for you, Jazz? Milwaukee then, Milwaukee now.
Then
I know
you always talk about 1992 through 2010.
I'm 87, but I'm a Milwaukee. I love Milwaukee then, but I'm more Milwaukee now.
I'm gonna always be biased because it's no matter how much good is happening now, the state of our community is nowhere near what it used to be during those times. And it's not, I'm not gonna say it's strictly because of certain things, but it is. There was a different generation present, the grandmothers in the household, the older relatives who come from the South, they have a certain structure and tradition. There was
for comfortability.
No, I'm not. Let me explain. Like when Mike was up here yesterday, our families are four generations in off of Burlar. I don't even see people who have families who are four generations in anymore. Like he said, it's like a disbursement. Families don't hang out. Community don't hang out as much. You can, at 8 years old, I could ride my bike to Columbia or the corner store at Lincoln, and my mom ain't got to worry about if I'm gonna get hit by a car. Where I can stay outside and go play and not worry about if I'm going to get kidnapped. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know. It's a comfortability.
That's Burlap. Burlap was very great.
I'm off of Burlap.
It's not more so of a comfortability. It's more so of when I think about Milwaukee during those times, the success was, it looked different to me of our people than it do now. To me, I feel like those who, not all, but some who, worked themselves up to be in position along the way, acted as if they wanted to reach back. But when they got in them positions, they became what you mentioned, the black token, and then they shut the door.
Mm.
And now they get to dictate what Milwaukee looks like instead of the people who were really a part of Milwaukee. You get what I'm saying? So it's...
See, I say Milwaukee now. Not because it's what it is. It's because what's needed. You know what I mean? Like I feel like back then I wasn't needed. I'm more needed now.
I disagree.
Like we're needed more now than we was needed then.
I disagree.
Dad, you just said 1992 to 2010.
Hear me out, though, Meech. You were needed. We were needed then. You know why? Because if we did not do what we had none of this would be here.
All these things matter. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
None of this. That's why I said back then matters more, because who's gonna pave the way? Who's gonna put in the work? Who's going to take the sacrifices and risks so that the city can be the way that it is now? There is no, like, I wouldn't, if I could do it all over again, I would. Because again, we didn't have the blueprint. A lot of us didn't. But it still matters. It's always going to be then versus now.
I'm going now because I feel like then it was like you explained a lot of stuff that was just comfortable. You know what I mean? Like, just like, okay, it was, it was. You so used to it going on. It felt good. Now it's a little bit uncomfortable. to me, it's like, okay, we need it way more than we need it. Now we got to make something happen today.
Yeah, but when you ride around Milwaukee and you look at the state of the city, do you think that black people were succeeding more then or now?
I mean, that's why I'm saying it's Milwaukee now, because that's when we got to take it now. If we ain't take it then, it's the reason why we got to do it now.
I hear you,
that's
but...
That's what I'm on. I'm on Milwaukee now. What you think?
I'm on Milwaukee remix.
That part.
I ain't gonna hold you. I mean, need
Milwaukee
a little
now
bit of both.
Is cool, but, you know, it's no issue. I love to see where we are, but I feel like we still have a lot of work to do, because we're bringing something new. Mm-hmm. Like, we're revolutionizing the city. Mm-hmm. We're doing things that no one has heard of, that these people that run these offices are scared of, because they have their idea of what Milwaukee should be, and we have our idea of what it should be, because we come from this Milwaukee, not the other Milwaukee.
Ooh, yeah. I was just about to go there. I was going to go there and recognize, and I'll argue that there is a conflict on the old Milwaukee and the new Milwaukee in terms of it not progressing.
Yeah.
Right, in terms of there being an obvious fragment in terms of when you can tell a new Milwaukee versus an old, because there is obviously new players in Milwaukee, right? So it's a lot of new people who ain't even from here, who don't have the lead in their blood. You hear me? They ain't got the.
they ain't got the.
I thought I was tripping. I'm like, I used to go everywhere and know everybody.
No, yeah, that ain't the same, boo-boo. All my friends gone. And not all of them, but my good ones. My good homies done kicked it. So it's definitely something to be mindful of, right? Mm. The people who have helped me cultivate Milwaukee ain't even here no more.
Yeah.
So that's also a thing, right? I'm actively doing a lot of the things that I do because I know I'm building new community. Yeah. Right, I'm not kicking it with the people I went to grade school with, high school with.
Yeah.
These are new adults, right? We are also new people as adults.
Yeah.
So all of those things I'm definitely putting into play. And I'll argue that there is a misalignment. You know what I'm saying? The Milwaukee that we wanted to be is very much so informed by the previous Milwaukee, right? Then, but however, the people in position oftentimes coming from a whole nother city trying to make Milwaukee that.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
this, or you know what I'm saying? And I think that's the conflict that we are going against.
So I want to address the chat. Anita said, I think a lot of your opinions, Jazz, are personal and somewhat one-sided, respectfully. I respect that, but I'm going to disagree, because Jazz has worked at City Hall. Jazz has worked at the state level. Jazz come from 14th and Burleigh. Jazz has worked in the school system. Jazz has worked in the sports system. Jazz has worked at the Bear Center doing events. Jazz has worked in every aspect.
Jazz been everywhere.
To Milwaukee. Which is why I'm giving certain, I'm not being biased, but I'm looking at it in its totality. Based off of the experience that I have, the people I know, the things I've seen, who my father is, who my family is in general. And my grandparents were the first black family on 14th of Burleigh in the 1950s. So I know a lot of the history, and I know a lot of the key things that happen behind closed doors. So it's not that I'm being biased, it's just that I know what I know and I can't unknow it. And to some who may not know, that may, I understand why it would sound like I'm being biased, or that I'm being, you know, opinionated or one-sided, but I'm just looking at it from a wider perspective. You know what I'm saying? And again, it's not that I love Milwaukee. That's why I always come back home. Every time I leave, I come back to the crib, because there's no place like home.
I mean, I was just going to say that. Hey, no, I mean,
being, I ain't leaving.
Being where everywhere,
being no
when you
place
everywhere
like
else, and you ate the food, you done drunk the water, you done slept with the sun coming up, everywhere else on the beach, anywhere else when it's hot, cold, anywhere else, I want
it's not
to
the same.
Come.
And I'm going to tell you something.
I ain't going to lie to you.
The thing that makes me,
believe it.
No matter how much I feel how I feel about Milwaukee, because I will say I do love home. It's not that I have, of course, I have my biases. We all do, right? But the thing that I've noticed, nobody is like us.
Nope.
They don't have the mannerisms. They don't have the fly. They actually not, we really intelligent. Like, when you go to other cities and states, we are very, very intelligent
Man,
people.
I be feeling like I'm too smart to talk to somebody.
And we were raised a certain way. We were raised to treat people a certain way. So that's what I love the most about us, no matter
and
how
then,
bad the city is.
I ain't gonna lie. We don't care.
We don't.
Not even a little.
You can tell. Not even a little. That's what I'm saying. You can tell if somebody from Milwaukee in the airport, they don't.
Listen.
What?
I'm trying to tell you.
I've seen other people wild out. Milwaukee wilding out is something different.
It's up there when it's stuck.
Man, you can just, you've been watching bump videos?
Yes.
Oh, that's Milwaukee to the T. I can't lie.
Listen,
oh, my God.
It's so funny. I love, we got to get him on
here. Because
it's the lingo. It is.
It's the lingo.
It's hilarious.
We ain't taking no nothing. I ain't going to lie.
Absolutely. We got to go to break. We got four walking in the building. Do not touch that dial. 101.7 The Truth. 101.7 The Truth. It's your girl Jazz Tyler Digi Meech. We are live and direct. Do not forget to subscribe and like our YouTube channel. Shout out to all the listeners in the chat. Anita, it's all love always. Shout out to everybody who consistently join us. Make sure you are tapping in Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. We got a special guest in the building for Walkie Meech. What we talking?
I mean, we talking. You know how we going to talk now. It's hump day.
It's hump day.
I'm ready
we
to
made it.
Get over
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, we made it, so I'm going to talk now because, you know, the last couple of days, it's Juneteenth Friday,
uh-huh.
Father's Day. You know, uh-huh. It's,
it's going down this week.
It's actually cracking.
Yeah. I'm going to have to stay in the city this week.
No, you need to. It's going downtown.
Well, she in a parade.
Like, what you mean stay?
I was leaving Saturday, though.
But what?
Myron got a show in Detroit.
Oh, okay.
Shout out to Myron.
Shout out to the love.
Bye.
No, yeah, yeah.
No, I might have to. It's going down.
Summerfest starting.
I know.
Bye.
Summerfest going down.
All the fest.
Next week, Jazz.
Don Toliver here, too.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Then you got them tickets yet?
Yeah.
You know, we getting some.
Yeah.
But it's weird.
I'm saying, so.
Yeah.
Bye.
No,
I need a piece on that, man.
I need parts. No, I'm staying.
Get Jazz ticket.
I'm staying.
But,
I'm staying.
But Walkie, go ahead. Tell us what you. Go ahead. Promote yourself. Let us know what you got going on.
All right.
Get up out of here.
Okay. So, boom. The Four Tape is active. We live, ready, and direct. The objective of the Four Tape is make sure you're from Milwaukee. If I gotta ask you where your grandma and them at, I will. Huh? It's a whole bunch of.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I would win here. Huh? Wish I go here, but you can't. It's the table already built for the residents in Milwaukee, and recognizing our sound don't get drowned out, and our understanding of what we got here don't get sauced
culture,
out. Yeah. Right? Like, we don't need nobody trying to dilute what we already have going on. And for that reason, and for that opportunity, we looking for all of the people who are cold in any genre. Any genre meaning you done made up a genre. We'd love to have you. Our sessions, we done had 5 sessions so far. The last session was our first recording session.
Mm-hmm.
And moving forward, we will have all recording sessions. Okay. The recording sessions may coincide with a writing session, or the recording session may coincide with a learning session.
Yeah, so y'all picked all the beats already.
Yeah, we got
a file.
If it was in real life, it'd be a nice little thick stack of beats, huh?
Yeah.
We got over 100 beats. We got over 8 producers represented so far on the tape. Huh?
Nice,
it's very cracking. I'm not gonna hold you. And then we got the people in their basement who ain't popped out yet.
That's what I'm saying.
What? Yeah. We also going to people's basements and recognizing like some sounds only grow where they at.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. And we're respecting that in order to cultivate the actual sounds of
people. People used to be like, bro, come to the studio.
That's not real.
You gotta come
and
to
then
me.
It's, you know
but
how we go.
You always been that way though.
Come on, look. Also, Meech, recognize.
You gotta come to me.
Meech, recognize. Also, it's like, I'm hot. I can't leave this mug.
Yeah.
I'm hot
a couple ways.
Yeah.
I can't leave.
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
Oh, yeah, for sure that way. Yeah.
You
know,
I'm going to respect that. And I honor that. You know what I'm saying? Recognize you got your own little feng shui going on.
Yeah.
You can't take your shoes off in other people's stuff. Like, all these things I'm mindful of. I've been working with artists for so long.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I've been managing artists for so long. You know what I'm saying? So all of these things I've taken heed to, and I'm putting it into practice for the tape, right? So the writing sessions will only happen if you come into the recording session. And recognizing, like, I've been paying for a lot of space and a lot of time, and when it comes down to finalizing the tape, that money gonna need to go somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm being mindful of that. Yeah, you know we gonna pull up on you, but I also be coming with like 20 people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? People houses can't handle 20 people in the basement. Recognizing that, so I've been mindful of these things, and I also make sure after this first session, we're going to make sure we're ready to go.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So if it's a writing session, I'm assuming you haven't written anything or you still need to pick a beat compared to, we finna do an hour and a half session, and then that's it.
Mm-hmm. I love that. I got one question, though. Remember our sessions, man? Like back, like 808 Real, Biz, yeah, Meech. Everybody like this. Oh my gosh, that's a feeling.
Original Swag Boy.
Yes.
But I was gonna say, what y'all got planned for post production? Y'all gonna get Meech on there?
You knew that. We gonna get anybody who cold on there. Actually, I don't want no funny.
I'm talking about like far as mixing and
stuff
like that. Mashing.
Yep. So we have an in-house engineer. Shout out to that guy, Eli.
Oh, Eli.
Yeah.
Shout out my boy Eli. Yeah, he knows. Man, come on, Eli.
He knows what to do, but also he recognized that it's a big feat, so I'm sure he'll ask for help, and I will too, making sure it get done fast.
Listen, I got to shout out the trap, man. The chat cutting up.
What they saying?
But Bar said, I already got my FUBU fit laid out for this Friday with a pair of all white G-Unit shoes.
Not the G-Units. They did just redrop those.
See, yeah. I used to rock the G-Unit boots.
Good boot. I knew you was fly.
I used to, them things, but the... He said FUBU fit with the G. Okay.
I understand.
Thanks, Bad Barbie, Father's Day. To all the fathers out there, we will be rocking. Y'all want to come to the barbecue on Sunday? Just, you know.
Where the barbecue
find
at?
Me at my crib, 44th and Burlock.
We got to get them to put it back in Sherman
Park.
Y'all
see any? Y'all see the smoke coming from the grill?
Where it's Homer me. Blow at?
Homer Blow, he at the house too.
We need the Father's Day picnic back at Sherman Park. Every Father's Day.
I thought he got something going on. That was his birthday party.
He has the birthday bash for the children in June.
Yeah.
Shout out to that. Good book bag.
Yeah.
Good backpacks, good meals.
But I can't wait to hear what y'all got. You know, when it's done, let me put my ears to it.
We're going to have a whole listening session because I don't want to embarrass anyone nor myself. Right, so that's also going to be like,
have a curation session.
Yeah. Oh, look at the language. We learning new words right now.
For the listening session, because the listening session is for the public. The curation session
is to make sure we know what they listening to.
Absolutely.
No, but just curating the order, stuff like that. Like with,
you got some quick shout-outs?
Shout out Milwaukee. Shout out my mama. Shout out my daddy. I wish you was here. Shout out to Fort Walkie. Shout out to my artist who just dropped the EP. And shout out to anybody who loved me.
Absolutely. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. We will be back tomorrow 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Shout out to all of our guests, Chad Roper, Marcus Hogan's, Fo Walkie. It was going down today.
Catch us at Juneteenth.
Yes, indeed. Have a safe evening, Milwaukee. We love y'all. Peace.